the first women's history trail in North Carolina, is now open in Franklin. 9 sites are located on the trail in about a half-mile radius downtown. They highlight early entrepreneurial women of the 19th century who worked running the town store, a millinery, and as micro workers, to name just a few. One of the honored guests at the unveiling of the trail was Dorothy Crawford. Now 100 years old, she worked as a social worker in Macon County for over 30 years. The county welfare program began in the 1930s. Crawford started as a caseworker in 1952 and worked her way up to superintendent. The department was located in the plaza next to the county courthouse, which still stands today.
Well, in the 50s, you had to do everything. You did adoption, you did child welfare, you did everything. Elder abuse, you name it.
She described how hard some of the visits were.
And I said, well, I'm not a nurse. They said, but they wanted to see you. And I'd heard of the death rattles. When I went in, that man was having what you call the death rattles. But he shook my hand, and I leaned over and kissed him, and he says, thank you for coming, and expired that night.
Eloise Griffin Franks Potts was honored as the first superintendent of welfare in 1935. Potts was also the first, and so far only, woman mayor of Franklin. She was elected in 1960. 2 of her great-granddaughters flew in from Austin, Texas, to celebrate the occasion. Barbara McCray and Mary Polanski were co-leaders on the project. McCray is a historian of Macon County and a member of the town council. She explains how the project got started.
Well, I just began to realize how left out we've been, especially in Western North Carolina. So after that, I started thinking of ways that we could make our name known.
From there, the project grew to include over 40 volunteers from across the community. Volunteers have done everything from organizing the launch to selling cookies to raise money. McCray explains what it means to be able to speak directly to those honored on the trail and their relatives.
That's really what you hope to do, you know. And most of these ladies that we're learning about have been long gone and they will not know, but maybe their descendants, like Eloise's great-granddaughters, will, it means a lot to them. Obviously, they came from Texas to be here with us today.
This is just the first phase in the project, which will ultimately extend around the county and include a statue. The statue, made by local artist Wesley Walford, will highlight the relationship between 3 women, African-American, Cherokee, and white. It is harder to tell the stories of historical women because fewer records were kept about them, especially those who weren't white. But McCray says she loves digging out these stories.
I've uncovered a lot of those stories, and they are really worth telling. I mean, they were wonderful stories, and you know, I just feel like you can't leave out anybody. All the people who came in here in the early period, and the Cherokees, of course, were already here, they contributed so much to what we have today.
She and Polanski agree that inclusivity is one of the most important aspects of the project.
Inclusivity has been important for our project since we all got together and started talking about how to honor these women from history. The blanks that we have create curiosity.
To follow the trail, pick up a map at the Macon County Historical Museum on Main Street in Franklin. This is Lily Kinnett, BPR News.